Tyler, we're going to deal with today as the old love letter. Y'all remember them old love letters? I didn't hear nobody. Y'all didn't think loud enough. Y'all remember them old love letters?
Yes.
I think y'all could say it a little different. Y'all remember them old love letters?
Yes.
That sounds a little better. The song says, I found an old love letter that was written just for me. It told me how much I'm loved, sweet and tenderly. With a broken heart, I read each line of God's love for me. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care, he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by a nail-scarred hand at Calvary. I found the old love letter, the pages stained with blood. I am yours eternally, is what the postscript said. I treasured my letter that he nailed upon the tree. My tears stain his pages every time I'd read. Oh, how this old love letter spoke to my heart and soul. I was captured by every word as I watched his love unfold. With special care, he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by his nail-scarred hands at Calvary. With special care, he wrote it down for all eternity. It was written by his nail-scarred hands at Calvary. I usually like to have a reader, but I guess I'll just. John 3:16-17. And I think we all know that by heart, right? Yes, for God
so loved the world.
That he gave his only begotten son.
That whosoever
believeth in him
should not perish,
but he have everlasting life. 17, sister.
For God sent not his son into the world
to condemn the world,
but that the world
through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Do you got one son you want to give away? I didn't get no answer.
No, I don't.
I didn't have but one. But he gave his only son. All he had for you and I.
That's right.
And Jesus went all the way. He went all the way.
Yes.
There was a place, as I say, we too. We war with the flesh and the spirit. Don't we?
Yes,
yes we do. Jesus did it in the Garden of Gethsemane. He looked up to his father. Father, this, so to speak, and maybe paraphrasing it, is there some other way you can do this?
But he said, not my will. He was wrestling with the flesh. It was saying so much, his sweat was just like drops of blood. He had to be in agony, dear ones. He had to be. But he said, not my will. Not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes,
that's what he said. For God so loved the world.
Yeah.
He loved the world. He gave his only, all he had, begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
The choice and the decision is left up to us. He came and given us a decision. Romans 5, sister. Don't have much here. Romans 5 and 8.
5 and 8?
Yes, Romans 5 and 8.
But God commended his love towards us.
But God commended his love toward us.
In that.
While we were yet sinners,
Christ died for us.
Woo! But God commended his love toward us.
Thank the Lord.
In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for me. He died for me, his personal dear ones. Because I've often said, he came looking for this girl. He came looking for me. I was lost. I was undone without God, a son. But he reached down his hand for me. He came looking for me, Lord. You took the time. As I often said, I may say it a whole lot of times. Those two sisters was out doing missionary work. And Sister Nelson said, the Lord said, turn on that street. And she turned on that street. And I went over to my, told you time and time again, it's just going to be something I say. But when I was going over my father-in-law, I told my husband, take me over daddy-in-law, and so I can get me some turnip greens. So he took me on over there to get some turnip greens. Because he said, come on and get some. I went over there and got some. And then by the time before we left, these two sisters come to have service, and they said, come on in, we're getting ready to have some service. And I told him, let's go home. He says, no, he came looking for me. I was lost. I was undone without God. But he reached down his hand for me. He reached down his hand for me. And I guess y'all can say the same thing, huh?
Yes.
Y'all can say the same thing.
Yes.
Christ died for John, Jeremiah 31:3, sister. And then
Jeremiah 31:3.
Let's say 31 and 3, Jeremiah.
I almost have it.
You got it, baby?
Yes, ma'am. 31 and 3. All right.
Let's see. Yes.
There it is. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, have I loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes. That's it. The Lord hath appeared
of old
unto me. It's personal. Saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes, thank the Lord.
We're talking about some everlasting love.
Sure.
It works.
It does.
We get in relationships, and next thing you know, I thought you loved me. Why did you up and walk out the door? You said you loved me.
But it's a little different with God. He loves us with everlasting love. He's there for us, as the song says. He's there for us all the time. Am I right? He's there for us all the time. All right, sister. John 15:13.
John 15:13 reads,
what did it say?
God,
greater love have no man than this. That a man lay down his life for his friends.
Yes,
greater love have no man than this. That a man would lay down his life for his friends. We talking about Christ's love.
That's right.
Am I right? Greater love. Woo! Woo! He loved me all the time.
Yes.
Greater love hath no man than this. A man, he just laid down his life. I can't imagine what it was like hanging on that cross. Nails in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. They just spit on him. You know all that they did to him. But he was able to say, forgive them. Forgive them all they did to him. But I felt like he knew his purpose. He knew why he came. He knew why he came. I want to need some manpower. Thank you. Greater love have no man than this. Thank you, brother, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. First John, sister, 3:16. First John 3:16.
It reads, hereby perceive we the love of God.
Hereby perceive we
the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Uh-oh, he's giving us something to do as well. Hereby perceive, love involves a sacrifice.
Yes, it does.
Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. He laid it down for us. Woo! And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But he laid down his life for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You laid down your life for us.
Yes.
You went all the way. You went all the way. Some folks says, why should I be lost? We don't have to be lost. Jesus took care of it on the cross.
Yes.
He took care of it all.
Yes,
on the cross. All right, sister.
You want more there about love?
See, what else I just had? What did,
okay, we did 16 first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Done 16, but okay. No, that's it.
All right.
That's it. What 1 John 4:9-10 say, sister? And then the last one we have for you is Galatians 1:3-5. 1 John 4:9-10.
And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Mm-hmm.
Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
He loved us.
And sent his son to be the propitiation
for our sins.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Yes, I repeat. Okay. All right, sister. Thank you. It was manifested, the love of God toward us. It was manifested to us. It was made known to us. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world,
Lord,
that we might live through him. That's the answer, dear ones. It's Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
We can live through him. He's the only answer. He's our only help. He's the only, as some say, he's everything I need. I don't really need that. He's all I need.
Yes.
I don't need anything else when it comes to my spiritual life. When I leave here, dear ones, I want to be on my way to heaven. So therefore, we got to count the cost. Knowing that one and only Son, his purpose, why did he come? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He did. The last scripture, Sister Fields, is Galatians 1 and 3 through 5. Thank you, brother.
Galatians 1. Did you say, what was it, the verse?
3.
Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right, Galatians?
Yes.
1? Okay. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
All right. That's it. Grace. Woo. Be to you. And peace from God the Father. And from our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gave himself for our sins.
Yes, Lord.
We don't have to walk around here, dear ones, and sin, do we? That he might deliver us from this present evil world. We know all that's going on out there, right? Don't you? I mean, all the things that's going on, so been fulfilled. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And this world is evil, isn't it? I just can't really stand the thought of, women, I don't know what I want to say. Women, I know, as I say, we just in another Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Men and men, gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver. That's where we need to be, dear ones. The key word here is deliver us from this present evil world.
Yeah.
According to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and forever. Amen. The song poet says, and why should I be lost? So carelessly meet my doom.
I hear a loving voice. What does Sister Dart? Inviting me to come. You heard the voice today? Inviting you to come. Will you come today? You know where you where art thou? Where you at?
Lord, help
us. It says, for God, don't know we ready for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
That decision is left up to you today. Yeah. Where are you at? Where art thou? Where are you at? It's personal. I overall deal with a lot of people. Where any have me in this mission, in this work of the Lord, the phone line mission. I deal with a lot of people. And a lot of them called me in and said, Sister MacDonald, pray for me. I need the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Then some of them called me and said, well, you know, seeking counsel and all of that. But I just give them the word of God because that's the only thing that's going to help us, dear ones. Everything we need. If you need some directions, you need some help in serving and living for God, everything is in the word of God. So follow the word.